moved by God. And sometimes they don't have to do with whether they are your blood relation or not. But because they have been ordained by God and moved by God, they will be there to help you. And then lastly, start looking up. Start looking up. And in Psalm 121, the psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. You don't see hills down. You don't look at hills around, you look up. I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where does my help come? It says, my help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. I will put my gaze on the Lord. And Isaiah chapter 52, chapter 50, verse 7, Isaiah equally says something here. He says, for the Lord God will help me. It's a sure thing. For the Lord God will help me. I'm sure that the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint. I put my gaze on him. My focus is on him. God is my target. He's my everything. And therefore, I know that I will not be ashamed. I've never seen any man who absolutely trusts God and he eventually was put to shame. I've never seen one. That you absolutely put your trust in God and at the end of the day, you are put into total shame. Weeping may endure for a night. If you are truly trusting in God, weeping may endure for a night. Joy will surely come. Hallelujah. Joy will surely come in the morning. So in the course of this year, we are going to be examining the following. One, why do we need divine help? Then two, how do we assess divine help? How do we assess divine help? Then three, we are going to look at biblical instances of divine help. Probably God will use that to strengthen our hearts. That has done it in time past, he is still doing it up to today because he has never changed. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we equally look at barriers to accessing divine help. What are the things that can hinder us from having access to God's help? And I pray, as God begins to speak to us from this direction, our lives shall be enriched and we shall be well positioned to receive his help in Jesus' name. Today we shall begin with when do we need divine help? I'm going to start our spiritual exploration from that angle. When do we need divine help? We need divine help when we are perplexed, when we are at the crossroad and confused. When you are perplexed, you are at the crossroad. You don't even know whether to turn left or right, go forward or back. You are disorganized. You are confused. You need the help of God. You need the help of God when the help of men seems to have failed you. You need the help of God when the help of men seems to have failed you. We need the help of God when we are helpless, hopeless, and overwhelmed by fear and anxiety. When it seems you are hopeless, that you can't see anything again, you are so helpless, and you are overwhelmed by fear and anxiety. We need divine help when we are faced with enemies and situations that are stronger than us. We need divine help when we are faced with enemies and with situations that are stronger than us. You battle, yet no result. Instead of things to get better, they are getting worse. At that point, you should know that you should no longer do it alone. You need to turn to higher power. We need divine help when our situation seems to have defied all human intervention and solution. When our situation seems to have defied all human interventions and solutions. Yes, people are even trying to help you. Their help is amounting to nothing. Everyone that could be of help, they come around. But the help they offer could not actually solve your problem. And lastly, we need divine help when it seems we have been forgotten and nobody is interested in our case again. When people are tired of you, they've tried to help you, and nothing is coming forth, and they are getting tired. At that point, it is only God that remains. Hallelujah. When do we need divine help? Now let me take us back to the passage we read, 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 24 to 30. But in Psalm 60, verse 11, the Bible says, the psalmist says, "Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man." This is David speaking. Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Another person says, "For the help of man is worthless." And we'll see that in 2 Kings chapter 6 that we just read. We all know the story very well. The king of Syria, Ben-Hadad, happened to be a more powerful king and a more powerful nation than Israel at that time. And he was trying to invade Samaria, that happens to be the capital city of Israel, like Abuja to Nigeria now. And he was trying to exercise his dominion over them by sending his army to besiege the entire city. And they besieged the city for days. There was no movement of good in and out. You can't go out of Samaria to buy. You can't come into Samaria for anything. No business transaction. Everything was granted. And the thing continues until famine set in. Gradually. We need to pray for our nation that will not experience famine. We are almost getting there, because now the farmers could not go to farm, especially in the north. The bulk of the food we eat, especially the grains, come from the north. Today, there's no amount of money you carry in your hand that worth anything. In fact, husband and wife that doesn't trust one another, this is the time they begin to fight. How come you go to market with 30,000 and you are telling me that this is the size of meat you buy, and this is the amount of rice, and this and this and this and this? Where is the remaining money? That is where we find ourselves now. Today, minimum wage is useless. That is just the truth. You can't use Nigeria minimum wage today, even to feed a small boy for 1 month. how much more your family? And that is why we need the help of God. There was a serious famine in the land. And one day, the king decided to walk around on the wall of the city to see how the people were faring. All of a sudden, he came across a woman that has been helpless, who was in need of help, but has been helpless. And this woman had committed errors of direction to turn to in the days of trouble. And when he saw the king, she committed another error. Because she was looking around for help. She never looked up. She was looking around for help. Looking for help where help might not ever come. The first arrangement she made, she turned to her neighbor for help. Let's help one another now. It has come to the point that we need to cook our children. So I will offer my boy today. We'll slaughter him, cook him, and eat him. And then tomorrow, you offer your own. Let's help one another. And they slaughter this one today. They boil and they cook. And they enjoy that one. And the following day came. Now it's your turn to bring your home. Disappointment came. And that is human being for you. Give us help, O Lord, for vain is the help of men. Human beings will always disappoint you, except those that God has sent to you. Some years ago, when people disappoint me, it pains me. But today, whenever anybody disappoints me, it doesn't touch me again. Sometimes I would rather blame myself. That did you even ask God before you go to him or go to her? Has God ever instructed you to go to him or her for help? Don't you ever worry. So sometimes, probably you are here today, you have turned to your friends, you have turned to your neighbor one time or the other, and you have been disappointed. And up to today, you are still looking around, looking for friends, looking for your siblings, looking for this and this and that. And each time, you get disappointed. That was what happened to this woman. And she was struggling to get out of that, to get justice for the help that she deserved and she couldn't get. And that is another problem we have as human beings. Sometimes you look at somebody and you conclude that, oh, I deserve to be helped by this person. Especially when the person is your siblings. Our father trained him now. Before our father died, he trained him, he did all of that. So he's under obligation to train the rest of us, to take care of the rest of us, to the best of his abilities. If he refuses to do that, will you kill yourself? That is the bane of the recklessness of some people. That is the bane of stagnation that some people are facing today. Because that sibling of theirs refused to render help, they forget about moving forward. Once my brother refused to help me, there's nothing I can achieve in life now. There's nothing I can do. I can't continue my education. I can't do this. I can't do that. Because you believe that you deserve to be helped by him or by her. But who told you that? That you deserve to be helped by somebody. Woman, even your parents can disappoint you. Your children can disappoint you. We have seen children that the parent lavish everything they have over them to train them to do all of that. They made all the sacrifice. And when the parent will need them, we need their help, they pretended as if the parents have done nothing for them. We've seen it happen. In the city today, we have so many bad children here and there who are enjoying all of life and their parents are in the village suffering. It may be once in a year that he or she will send one nonsense money to them. Just once in a year. And they spent all their lives to give this one life. May that never be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that's a lesson for us too, even as parents. Don't be waiting for, by the time I finish training all of them, I should relax and begin to eat everything. Trust God. Hallelujah. May I don't prepare my future that way. I'm ready to invest as much over them. I'm making huge sacrifice over them. It's my responsibility under God. But I'm not seeing it as, it's mandatory by the time they grow up. So I will now settle down. I'll be getting everything. If they bring fine, they don't bring fine. What is important is that at old age, I want to enjoy my life. So if there is any preparation I can begin to make now, let me begin to make it. If there are other people whose life I need to touch now that in old age, even probably possibly they can even remember me more than my children would do. Fine. We have seen it happening. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, and Lord will eventually be the one that will remember you at your old age. Your blood that came out of your womb, they may neglect you. That is umami. So when this woman was looking for justice for a neighbor that refused to help her after she has helped that one yesterday, now today came, that one refused to help her. The fact that you helped somebody yesterday does not mean that he or she will help you today. Awon amore suni se won wa afuju lori bole pm pm pm. They are there everywhere. The only time they are your friends is when they need your help. Once they get that help, pm, that is the hand. Need them tomorrow. They don't know you. And that is why it will be so stupid of anybody to conclude that, my help must come from those that have helped in life. Sometimes it doesn't come. People that have helped me in life are people that I've never helped. And those that have helped in life are those that often never remember me. I've seen that happen. Why it's like that, I don't understand. But I've seen it happening. So when this woman got disappointed, now he saw the authority in the land coming. The mighty king. The one she believed that, my problem is solved. Once I report the matter to the king should avenge. Today, and the king came around and she cried, king, help me. And the king looked at her. The king gave correct answer. He said, where do you want me to help you from? Wine press, no food there. In the bank, no food there. There's no food anywhere. See, except if God himself will help you, there's no help I can offer. Let me read it the way he said it. Then as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, A woman cried to him, saying, "Help my Lord, O King." And he said, "If the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you?" She cannot. If the Lord will not help you, where can I find help for you? This help you are asking for is beyond me. Yes, I have the authority. I have the power to say this one go, it will go. This one come, it will come. I have the authority, the power to manage the entire country. But this help you are asking me of is beyond me. So if the Lord will not help you, and that shows that there are levels of help that are beyond the strength of the high and the mighty. That's why the Bible says, "Woe be unto him who put a man of flesh, who put his trust in the flesh, in fellow human being." Because the base of man is limited. So the second error the woman will commit was to turn to the king and believe that, "Oh, once I see the king, everything is settled." Some of us, sometimes we commit that error. That I know that my uncle is the commissioner of social place. Oh, my cousin is the minister of social ministry. No, my this is this and this and that. Believing that because you have people in power, they'll be able to solve your problems. Sometimes they may not be able to do it. You hear someone saying you, "Oh, I would have helped you, but this and this and this are the hindrances." And when she turned to the king also made the mistake. Yes, he made a confession that it is the Lord that can help. But instead of the king to run to the prophet in the land and say, "Let us pray," he became crazy. And he said to himself, he said, "Let God deal with me if I will not cut off Elisha's head today." There are people today, if they have opportunity to see Buhari face to face, and they have gun, they will shoot him or cut his head. As if he's the only person responsible for our predicament. You and I, we are part of Nigeria's problem. That is just the truth. How many of us here today do things normal? We are almost, all of us are almost used to abnormality. Things that are normal, we never do them normal. And that is the bane of our society. When you begin to do right in the wrong way, the consequences will always be there. But it's only always our president. The man has his own problem. But it's not, all our problem does not come from him. You and I, we are part of it. And the king said, he sent his messenger. Go and tell him that if there is no solution to this thing, then I'm going to kill him. And before the messenger will come, Elisha has seen that coming. And in his house, he told the people around him, he said, "See this murderer. He's sending somebody to come and kill me." Before they conclude the discussion, the king himself was never. Himself is very close. And Elisha just said, "Okay, you are bringing a problem that is bigger than me to me. But I have someone to turn to. Someone with unlimited power. Someone who have control over all situation, over all circumstance. Someone with whom there can't be any problem without a solution." And he look up unto God. And suddenly, in chapter 7, verse 1, he prophesied. He said, "Thus says the Lord, that this is what the Lord says. Haven't turned to the Lord. Because Elisha himself doesn't have answer as human being. Solution to the problem on ground. The problem was beyond him. He doesn't have the army that will fight the Assyrian army, overpower them, and then free the nation. He doesn't have it. The king, the political authority, was already defeated. But as spiritual authority, he looked at it, no. When it appears as if help could not come from any other place, then there is a place to turn to. And he turned to God. And he heard God speaking. And when he would deliver the message, he didn't deliver the message as if it was his message. He delivered the message as a messenger. Today we have all kind of funny prophets here and there. They will deliver the message given to them by God as if they are the one who orchestrated everything. And then they release it as the mighty powerful man. He said, this is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow, there shall be a turning around. An unimaginable turning around. Uncommon turning around. By this time tomorrow, you will buy a bag of rice in Nigeria for 5,000 naira. I'm not saying that to... So that we wake up tomorrow morning and say, go to market there, and they say, bag of rice is 30,000. Pastor said, I'm just using that to, so that you understand the language of the Bible. So the message was as ridiculous as that. That by this time tomorrow, everything will come down. And the time that Elisha was speaking for God, the Assyrian army was still surrounding, Samaria. They have not gone. The besiegement was still there. Hallelujah. Now let me quickly bring out a few things from that passage. Number one, help sought from a wrong direction can bring this, can be disastrous. Help sought from a wrong direction can be disastrous. That was the trouble of that woman. How come that you trust fellow man to the point of offering your son as food in exchange, with an agreement that tomorrow we are going to hit your home? You see, that is what devil always love to do. In our troubled time, devil always wants to put us into confusion. He will suggest this, suggest this, suggest this, suggest that. There are individuals that because of life, challenges, they've entered into all kinds of herbalist house, from one mountain to another valley. They've eaten all kinds of concoction. And yet, there was no solution. There was no solution. So when we try to seek for help from a wrong direction, then there can be disaster. Number two, there are levels of help that are beyond human ability to offer. So this is the second truth that we must accept, that there are levels of help that are beyond human ability to offer. Troubles of life do reveal how limited even the high and the mighty can be. The troubles of life that are beyond bigger people, they are just God's sized. They are beyond, he's a big man now, he should be able to, no. And especially when those troubles are spiritual. The number three, helplessness or helpless situation can get even the powerful crazy. Troubles of life that are beyond human help can get a person crazy. The king, as powerful as he was, became so crazy, uncoordinated, to the point that he was planning to murder the prophet that had been the only voice for God in the land. The prophet that have carried out a lot of exploits in the land. The prophet has never offended you for once. So he got so crazy to the point that he was planning to commit murder. He got so crazy to the point that he tore his clothes in the public. And the people in the city saw their king wearing rag around. See, any joba? Look, pray a lot on it. When I see foolish people making a mockery of those who have gone through challenges of life or who are going through challenges of life, I shake my head for them. If you have been through one before, you will know that we pay any job. Who is Okone? When adversities come, you forget who you are. If God will not help you, you will forget who you are. You become extremely crazy. Be talking to yourself, talking to emptiness. You will just discover that you are not coordinated. If you have been there and God rescued you, thank God. Some people could not recover. Some people could not recover. That the afflictions of life brought an end, total end to their lives. So a whole king, with all the power, with everything, he became crazy. Because the problem at sight was beyond what his power, his authority can handle. How will I solve this? This is beyond me. I pray for you today that every of life that have been trying to run you crazy will receive God's attention. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And lastly, divine help do comes in unusual and unimaginable ways. It do comes in unusual and in an unimaginable way. The help of God sometimes doesn't come the way you think it will come, the direction you think it will come. That's why I was telling us that stop putting your focus on somebody. That man in our church is very rich. You are deceiving yourself. Who told you that your money is in his pocket? Hello? Even as your pastor, not everybody here have my money in their pocket. That is just the truth. It's those that have my money in their pocket that will remember me. If my money is not in your pocket, if God has not put something in your pocket and he will press your heart to give to me, I'm a pastor here for 10 years, I may not go you one naira, and I will not, because of that, pick an offense against you. Because I've seen individuals that never pastor for one day, or those that are just minister to one day, just one day, as visitor, as whatever, and they will deliver into my life in a way that will beat my imagination. So am I the one that brought them? No. Shift your focus. Sometimes when we, especially when you think that you have people that are capable around you, it hinders you from placing your focus on God. You believe that by the time I talk to this. Hey! If you have ever experienced failure, you won't try it again. When God will intervene, when God will send help, God used the outcast, the worthless people in the society. the lepers. Lepers that were not permitted to live inside the city. In their own time, by their culture and tradition, lepers are not allowed to live inside the city. They live outside the city. And you see them by around city gate, inside the bush. Because their disease is an infectious disease. And society ate them to the point that they will put shawuro onto their leg. This, is it brass or whatever they call it? Cymbals. They will put it in their legs. So that if they are anywhere they are going, so when you are walking close to them, you will know that, oh, a leper is, I'm close to a leper. You pick your race. A leper will not run for you. You'll be the one that will run. So they hate them as much as that. But when God will do the miracle, what he could not use the king to do, what the prophet himself could not do, God decided not to even use the prophet apart from speaking through his mouth. He decided not to use the king. God used the worthless people. The people society regarded as worthless. And one day they woke up and a kind of conversation ensued among them. Say, can we stay, continue to stay here and die? No. Let's go to the Assyrian army, camp. If we go to the city, hunger will kill us. If we go to their camp, it's either they kill us or they show us mercy. And it will take a very wicked soldier to kill a lame person, even in wartime. It will take a very crazy soldier to see a disabled person, even in wartime, and carry your gun. You'll be the weakest of all soldiers. So they usually enjoy that. And they concluded, God put that thought into their hearts. And God strengthened that thought. So as they conversed together, and they were able to reach conclusion, let's go into the camp of the Syria. Whatever they want to do, just let them do. And as they were going, boom, 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 boom. I don't know whether it was the cymbals in their leg, the noise of that cymbal that God used. The Bible said that in the Syrian camp, they started hearing strange sound. Sound of allied armies. And they were saying, oh, we are in trouble. The king of Israel has gone to hire the army of Egypt, that of Amalekite, that of this, that of that. We are in trouble. Hey! And they flee. And then they couldn't carry anything. They left all their food, everything. This is beyond human wisdom. You see, it's because we lack faith in God. That is why after you have prayed to God for help, you are still thinking how he's going to render that help. It's none of our business. It's the headache of God, not your headache. To be thinking how is God going to solve your problem is not your headache. It's God's headache. All that you needed to do is to tell him. And after you have told him, leave it there. And when they got there, the Bible said, says, they hurt as much as possible. And they park, remember now, selfishness. They park and park and park. And at the time, one of them said, we are not doing well, though. We are not doing well. We become super people here. And our home people are suffering of hunger. In Samaria, let's go and tell them. See how God, in his wisdom, use people that if they have told the king, that lepers will be those that will solve your problem. And nobody saw your phone. You're supposed to go away. Now, if somebody should go and tell the king that it is the leper so that will solve the problem, that will bring an end to these calamities, the king will never believe. In fact, if someone should tell Elisha himself that time, you see, sometimes you see men of God as if they are superwoman, as if they know everything about God. It's a lie. You only know things that are revealed to you. That is it. And even the one that is revealed to you, you might not even know the detail. Elisha himself might not have known even the details of how God was going to carry out that help that he promised that by this time tomorrow is going to render. He just spoke the word. As God prompted him, he spoke it. And it was God's business. And the Bible says that he watched over his word to perform it. Once the word was released, he died. And that is why when the word of God is coming out to you, don't just, out of unbelief, wave it aside. Take it. Accept it. And then allow God to work it out. Hello? Allow God to work it out. God is going to work out his plan for you this year. Amen. In a miraculous way. Amen. In an unusual way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, the people that you do not know, they will come around to render help to you. Amen. The people that matters to your life, the people that have the solution to issues around you, they will come around to offer the help. In the name of Jesus Christ. The help that your blood, your relations, people that are close to you, can't render, God will raise men and women that will use to render such help unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Ordinary lepers. I've learned never to look down on people. Because somebody you think that an ordinary gate man may be a gateway to your solution. That is the problem we have sometimes. I had the story of a man sometimes ago. He happens to be an MD of a very powerful establishment. And he had just only one child, one boy. And that boy fell sick. They have been carrying him here and there, traveled abroad, all of this and that. There was no solution. And you see, when you are of age and you have just only one child, and that only one child is dying right before you, you are already dying. But because this very big ogre had a good relationship with all of his staffs, including the sweepers, the cleaners, all of them were friends to him. One day, one of the big cleaner or gardener or gate man just walked into his office and said, "Oga, I'm very sorry. I heard that your son has been having this kind of problem. And you have carried him here and there. You have spent so much. Yet the boy has not been healed. Been healed. That I don't know. I just want to suggest you that when I was in the village, as a small boy, there was one boy that had something similar to what your son had. And my late father at that time used just one herb that we have that tree in our village. I can go and cut the leaves. I will just squeeze it, and the boy will be drinking it. By the time he drinks it for about 2-3 weeks, the thing should work for him. That was what they did that time. I can remember all the signs I had that your symptoms I had that your son had was similar to what. And the man said, "Okay, we have tried all that we go. If that one will work, we are not going to abolish us just to squeeze, a herb and then we drink. And he brought that. And then the man went to the village, brought it, and they started giving it to the boy. Under 3 days, the boy started recovering because sickness has disappeared. This big man, his big fellow, had contributed so much money to give him to take the boy to different parts of the world. There was no solution. Now see, someone you will call refract, someone you will call dantrode. You see, when I hear Christian open their mouth calling somebody fellow man refract, I smile. Who are you? They are calling somebody refract. There are certain things that a refract carry that you don't carry with all your bigness. That is life. Don't despise any human being. There's no human being that is useless. And God can use anything, anybody, anytime to find an answer to your question. In this case, it was lepers. Who would have imagined lepers? Ah, the first time back pain, by the time you put that, we know that they are working for the enemies. And when those ones got there, they asked for Nigeria problem, it may be that is that will be an answer. Discover the person. We know names of eating is that people don't even consider as anybody that can do anything. That God is preparing for this nation. And the person will emerge in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that they look as lepers, that cannot offer anything, God will raise them for Nigeria. And they will bring an answer to our question in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to begin to pray to God. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. I know he holds my future. Our life is worth a living job because he lives, because he lives. I live tomorrow because he lives. Just to pray to God, Father, in this year 2022, help me to shift my focus from every man around me. Let me keep my focus on you and you alone. You and you alone. You are the one that can never fail. You are the one that can never disappoint. Help me, Lord, never to look into a wrong direction for help. Every help that I will seek for, that will bring disaster into my life, Father, help me to do away with such. Help me, Lord, to stop placing my trust in men, but to trust only you and you alone for help in the year 2020. For all the troubles in my life, help me to trust you. To trust you for whoever you want to use to help me. In Jesus' name we are praying. There are certain level of help that God will use human beings as intermediary to deliver the help. There is another level that will not even involve any man, that will have to do with supernatural. So the first prayer I'm going to pray now is, Father, every help that will involve you, use human being. Father, I pray this year, connect me with the appropriate individuals that you have assigned to find answer to certain questions in my life, to find solution to certain troubles in my life. Those that you have assigned, you have ordained for me, for any of my children in need of help. Father, arrange our coming together. Let them look for me. Move them, oh Lord, to look for me and to render the help. Pray to God. That very help that I need to be relieved, to be refreshed, to live a settled life, to be comforted. Father, send the appropriate individuals that you have ordained into my life. Lord, I'm looking up unto you alone. I'm looking up unto you alone. Father, send the individuals you have ordained to help me in life. The individuals that you have ordained to help my children in life. Sometimes, some things you are struggling about. Oh, how will I get this child's school fees? How will I get that? God can raise someone somewhere and ask your son, ask your daughter, send your account number to me. How much is your school fees? I will pay on your behalf. We've seen it happening here and there. The job you are looking for, God can prompt anybody around. It may be your neighbor. It may be someone that you just greet from time to time as you pass by. It may be somebody that you meet somewhere and will just pick interest in you. Oh, young boy, what are you doing for a living? And that will be the beginning point. We have seen God doing that. Father, connect me with the appropriate helpers. Connect my children with the appropriate helpers. Helpers that will not defraud them. Helpers that will not take advantage of them. Helpers that will not deceive them. Helpers that will not bring disasters into their lives. Helpers that will not add trouble into their troubles. Appropriate helpers. Suitable helpers. Father, wherever they are, bring them into my life. Bring them into the life of my children. That very help that my children need, that as a parent that I cannot offer, that I lack the power to offer. Father, Lord, raise men and women that you are prepared to offer such help. Pray to God. We are going to take time briefly to pray this morning. We are not coming back in the evening for prayer. So take your time to pray to God. But Lord, in this year 2022, oh, divine help will not elude me. It will not elude my family. My family will have testimonies of divine help. Testimonies of divine help. And my families, we have testimonies of divine help this year. Every helpless situation in our lives,
Father, arise, O Lord, and send the appropriate helpers. Appropriate helpers. In Isaiah 43, it says, I will make kings your foster fathers and queen your nursing mothers. Now the people that do not know you, the people that do not know you, they will serve you. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are going to pray to God that the appropriate word that I need, that will rest my hope on this year, Lord, speak it to me. When my family was going to the east to accept a call to serve in a very difficult terrain, God told us, myself and my wife, He said, I will make kings your foster father, and I will make queens your nursing mothers. He said, the people you do not know, they will serve you. And that was the anchor for our journey to that place. And people of God, I need to tell you, we both enjoy the help of strangers so much in that place. In fact, more than my colleagues who are Igbos, Igbo pastors in that place. They used to look at us as if we are strange individuals. They would say, Akinda, even we that we are their blood, they don't help you, they don't help us the way they are helping you. They see their brothers that will not help them, helping me, helping my wife. Anywhere, any office, we need anything, God will surely raise somebody to attend to us. For one day, we were never stranded for help. For one day, anytime there is any need, that word will just come. There were so many big people that God will bring to our lives from time to time. They will do what God wanted them to do and they will go. Another one will come. They will do what God wanted them to do and they will go. When we needed a house, big men, the first house, the second one, big men, people that are far, far bigger than us, they will begin to look for house. They will become restless until they get house. I said, God, this is who. you are too great. So I want us to pray to God. Father, send a war. Elijah said, by this time tomorrow, and that word came to manifestation. A word that will draw my help into my life this year. Father, send it into my life. Send it into my life. And as it comes, help me, Lord, to embrace it. I want you to pray to God. The word of God is very vital in this matter. In Samaria's case, the word of God played a vital role. The word of God was the beginning point for the help. The appropriate word that I will rest my faith on for help this year, let it come to me. Let it come to me. Let it come to me. Let your word work for me this year. Let your word work for me this year. Let heaven remember me and speak a word. Let heaven remember me and speak a word. Let heaven remember me and speak a word. A word that is meant for me for this season. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. So we are going to pray that prayer again.
you are going to pray for yourself and for your children. See, what you cannot do in the life of those children, the word of God can do it. The word of God took my family to the east, and the word of God brought us out. When we were about to leave, 2 years of the time we have to leave, I was tired of that place. Because I saw that my work has finished. The church was paying me where they were loving, they were taking good care of me. They didn't owe me one naira. But I knew that our assignment had finished. I began to prepare for who we are going to hand over to. But we didn't know where we were going. And some of my friends will say, I can have your design. Just let your wife relocate and pick job at Ibadan, maybe with UCH, and then with time. Within a few months, we know very well you won't stay at home before you get the call. I said, God didn't tell me to do that. I won't leave until when God said leave. And one Sunday, the word of God just came. I didn't know that I was speaking to myself. And this is what the Lord says. Say, before the end of this week, somebody will receive the same message, and that message will relocate you and your entire family out of this city. I gave that word. We pray, we close the service. By Tuesday, just 2 days later, somebody just called me. Say, Akindayo, a church needs your service in Lagos. Should I give you? I'll give them your name. I said, okay, daddy, give them my name. If God wants it, fine. If God doesn't want it that way, I'll continue my life here. And about a few minutes later, I received the call of our pastor. So I collect your number from daddy and I called you. Will you come and work with us in Lagos? I said, give me 3 days. But immediately I dropped the call. The Spirit of God told me that I told you on Sunday, you are leaving soon. Just 2 days. And I told my wife, I said, I was thinking that maybe some members of the church who have been lobbying for transfer, looking for every opportunity to transfer. I thought they are the one that God was speaking about. There were some of them that we have been praying for. We left all of them there. I didn't know. And when the call we come, it answered every question. You see, whatever God will do it perfect. Every help that comes from God come perfect. The highest headache we had that time was how my wife's job will be transferred. Because it has gotten to a level that it will be so difficult. But because it was God's help, everything worked out seamlessly. No struggle. People that have been looking for transfer in a place in Numaya, FMC, Numaya, Federal Medical Center, almost about 8 years, 10 years before we left them there. Some of them are still there up to today. And our own transfer just took those 2 months. All the process took 2 months. Because the help came from God. And today I can stand here and say, no pastor can say, I'm the one that brought Akindayo to Umuahia. I'm to Lagos. No pastor on that tongue in convention. When God help you, no human being can brag. Even your pastor cannot brag. So we're going to pray to God. The Father, every help that I need this year, that are beyond my strength, beyond human strength, Father, arise and render them, including supernatural help. Supernatural help. Every situation that requires supernatural intervention, let your power attend to them. 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 Every situation that made me to cry, to weep, to wail, oh God, let your power attend to them. Shabbat. have your way in my life this moment. I don't know whether your own is health issue. Tell the Lord, I'm tired of taking drugs. I've taken and taken and taken, and there's no solution. Father, visit me with your healing power. Your healing power. Every herb that I need, oh Lord, to be the best that I need to be this year, Lord, make them available. Make them available. Make them available. Let my family experience your help on every side. Let my family experience your help on every side. Every battle of life that I've make a mockery out of our lives. Mighty God, let your power attend to those battles today. Every battle of life that has given me another name, name that my parents never give me, name that my God never give to me. Father, Lord, let your help attend to those battles. Let my story change this year. Let my story change this year. Let your power change my story. Let your power change my situation. Every life-threatening problem, those problems that are threatening my life, as if they will kill me tomorrow. In the life of my daughter, in the life of my son, tonight, Father, let your power attend to it. Arise, O Lord, and help me. Arise and help me, Lord. Arise and help me, Lord. I have no other one to turn to except you. What the medical doctor says is impossible. Let your help make it possible. Let your power make it possible. What the experts have said is impossible. Let your power make it possible. Let your power make every impossibility in my life this year become possible. Let your help turn every impossibility in my life to possibility. Finally, you are going to pray to God. Father, show forth your power in my life and settle my case this year. Among those that heaven has earmarked to settle their case, Father, make me one of them. Settle my case this year. Show forth your power in an unusual way. Unusual way. Unusual way. Show forth your power. Settle my case this year. Enough is enough.
of telling the same story. Enough is enough of telling the same story. Visit my son, visit my daughter, visit my spouse, and settle that matter this year. From today, Lord, from today, let your power begin to manifest. Let your power begin to manifest in my life, in the life of my son, in the life of my daughter, in the life of my wife. Let that power begin to manifest. Let your power resolve every issue in my life and settle my case. Settle my case. Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you settle my case. I will not let you go unless you bless me, unless you settle my case. Father, settle my case this day. Enough of telling the story, the same story. Oh, enough of living in fear and anxiety. Settle my case these days. Settle my case. Lord, as you visit the church and you are attending to people one after the other, Lord, do not bypass me. Do not bypass my home. Settle my case, Lord. I want to sing a new song. I want to tell a different story this year. Settle my case. Oh, Lord, settle my case. Settle my case. By your power, settle my case. I've tried my best. My best has never achieved anything. I'm tired, Lord. Settle my case. By your divine power, settle my case. We are grateful to you. Thank you because you are here this afternoon. You are here to wipe away our tears. You are here to roll away our reproaches. You are here to offer the help that no man can offer. You are here to do that which only you have the power to achieve. You are here to glorify yourself. You are here to uproot every deposit of the enemy from our lives. You are here to open doors where doors have been closed against us. You are here, O Lord, to free the pathway unto our success, unto our breakthrough for us. You are here to smoothen, to straighten the crooked pathway. You are here to bring water out of our desert. You are here, O Lord, to solve our problems. You are here to put an end to our crying. You are here to put an end to all of our groaning. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you are here to heal us of all of our diseases, all of our sicknesses. You are here, O Lord, to answer our prayers over our children, our daughters, our sons. Thank you because you are here. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is at work already. Thank you for that which you are beginning to do. Lord, be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have declared that this year you are going to help us. We hold you by your word. And by this whole law, we declare today, every mountain before us, we command them leveled. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command them leveled. In the name of Jesus, mountains of sorrow, mountains of evils, mountains of barrenness, mountains of troubles, we command you leveled in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask for rain, showers of blessing to fall upon our dry life. Let there be an end to famine in the name of Jesus. Every life that has experienced famine of peace, that have experienced famine of joy, I declare an end today. In the name of Jesus. The scripture says, surely there is an end, and your expectations shall never be cut off. Oh, I declare an end to every famine, financial famine, in your life in the name of Jesus. Every famine of relationship, I declare an end to it in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray today that God will quicken your efforts. The efforts of your children, God will quicken them. Wherever they are, He will move them to deliver the help in the name of Jesus. This year, every month will come to you with significant help. In the name of Jesus. From this month of January, you will receive help from left and right. In the name of Jesus. In fact, your enemies will come and help you. In the name of Jesus. Those who would have naturally never loved to have helped you, they will come around to help you. By the commandment of God over their lives, I see God issuing a command over everyone who's supposed to help you and they refuse. I see God hastening them. In few days to come, you will see them. They will deliver the help. The help will turn your life around in the name of Jesus. Every power manipulating your destiny helpers, driving them away, getting them far away from you, misleading them to help others instead of you, I declare today an end to such manipulation. In the name of Jesus, every help that your children deserve, wherever they are, those help that they have been denied of, I declare that this year you will receive a phone call. A phone call that daddy, mommy have been helped. It has been achieved. In the name of Jesus Christ. Epas, we bombard you. Unsolicited epas. They bombard you with help. In the name of Jesus. As God help you this year, He will wipe away your tears. Help that is powerful enough to wipe away your tears will come to you. It will come to your family. Help that will put laughter into your mouth, that will put smile on your face, will come to you in the name of Jesus. I pray that this year, you will never be stranded. You will never be stranded. I say again that you will never be stranded. Each time you need help, helpers will come. In your career, in your business, those that will help you up there, they will come your way. In the name of Jesus. Those that will connect you to the higher level, they will come your way. In the name of Jesus. The kind of contract you have never received in your life, this year it will come to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The kind of job opportunity you have never imagined in your life will come to you. It will come to your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help that will calm every tension in your family will come to you. Help that will eradicate poverty will come to you. Help that will take away every pain, every sorrow will come to you. In the name of Jesus. This year you will rejoice over Satan. You will rejoice over his agents. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that God will turn to you this year. And you enjoy a special help. Uncommon help. Unusual one. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that this year, in spite of the situation of things in the country, life will never be hard for you. Life will never be hard for you. You always have a way out. A righteous way out. We always come for you in the name of Jesus Christ. God will bring to your life people that will refresh you. People He will use to renew your strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. This year, I pray for you that you go higher and higher. No power shall be able to intimidate you. No power shall be able to harass you. Each time you are confronted with challenges of life, this year the Lord will remind you. He will remind you of His promise. In the name of Jesus Christ. And as you go and walk in this assurance, that this year is your year of divine help. That help will come to you. From every side it will come to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into someone's life today. That very thing that make you to cry in the secret. And when you come, people will see it in your face. That you are not happy. This year, I stand upon this altar to declare by the counsel of the Lord that an end is coming to that thing. In the name of Jesus Christ. An end is coming to it. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has me to tell you that you have prayed enough. It's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate. To celebrate victory. To celebrate victory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are grateful to you.